Hey folks, Susan Baracco here. Welcome to the B2B Launcher Coaching Call. Glad you're here. Ryan, hello there. I'm glad to see you here today. I would love it if you just say hello in the chat. That way I know you can hear me. And we're going to wait a couple of minutes just to give other folks a chance to jump on. And hello there, John. Glad to see you can join us. If you would just type in the chat, let me just confirm, say hello and make sure that you can hear me clearly. And while we're waiting for a few other folks to join us, feel free to answer the just for fun question that I have shared on the screen for today. What's the most beautiful place you've ever been so far? Love to hear about that. Hey, hello, Linda. Welcome. Glad to see you could join us. We're just giving folks a minute or two to join on. Linda, hoping you can hear me. If you would just type in the group chat and say hello so I know that my volume, my voice is coming through, that you're able to hear me. Would appreciate that. Hey, Cheryl Davis, welcome. Glad you could join us. Hey, folks. Everybody find the chat okay? I'd love to, haven't heard from anybody, so please type in the chat area and let me know just to confirm that you can hear me, if you would. Got a couple of folks on and I haven't seen anybody respond yet. Ryan, great, thank you. Good, good. For those of you who are just joining us, feel free to type an answer to the question I have that I'm sharing on the screen with you. A beautiful place you've visited, or perhaps where you live, if you're fortunate enough to live someplace stunning, or to have just visited, would love to hear that. Hey, Linda, thank you. And Ryan says, Prague, and Linda says, well, the Black Beach in Hawaii. That sounds fascinating. Hawaii is a stunning place. Very true. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, I think we'll jump right in and get started. If other people join us, that's fine as we move ahead. I'd like to start with the first slide and first question for today is to share a win. And if you would type in a capital W in the chat and let us all know what's been a win for you, big or small, in the last week or so, since our last call, or even in the last month or so, what's been a win? Anything that has gone well for you, or it was a pleasant surprise, maybe, as you're going through the program. Anything that's good. I'd love to hear about it and celebrate it with you. I have just started a new effort for marketing for myself. So that's been a win, and I've just been working on that this week. I've had a little break in some of the client work that I've been doing, and so I've taken advantage of filling my calendar this week with focusing on a new marketing project for myself, for my own business. And that's been a big win. It's taken a little time to kind of get it rolling, but very exciting to, can't wait now. Now that I've gotten it started, I'm really excited about getting it going and keeping it going. So. Ah, Linda, setting up your office and found notes to started to send warm emails. Great. I know, I think you just moved, I think you said, if I remember correctly, somewhere in there. I think I remember seeing that you moved recently, so good for you. getting settled, it sounds like. And that is a win. Anything for anyone around their positioning, website or warm email prospecting, anything that you found that's been a win for you? Cheryl says first emails to prospects this week. Yay! That's exciting. That is a big win. It's hard to start. It's those first few can be a real challenge to hit send. Linda says you still have 3 large mystery boxes to open. Well, that ought to be fun. I'm ashamed to say, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I moved into the house I live in right now. I moved here, my husband and I did 20 years ago this year. And there are still boxes in my cellar that I packed 20 years ago. And yes, I've never unpacked them. So that's far from a win, but it's just funny. Just reminded me of that when you said you've got mystery boxes to open. I have no idea what are in those boxes. And obviously I no longer need them. So probably something I should just dispose of. Ryan says you've discovered your target market. Congratulations. That's great. That's great. If people don't have questions, Ryan, I may bring you on to just hear a little bit of your story about how you discovered that, what that was like to get to that point, because I think it would be interesting for others to hear how you got there. I think that's the first couple steps in this program, in the B2B Launcher program, are the most challenging. Figuring out your positioning, figuring out your target market, and then figuring out how to talk about yourself on your website. Some of those are, it's heavy lifting. It's a lot of work to figure those things out. So Ryan, if you're comfortable with that, I'll bring you on and maybe have you go through that. Just a few comments. Tell us a little bit about how you, what that process was like for you. All right. Great. The other thing I'd love to hear about is what you're working on in the program right now. So what are you implementing? Are you in session 1, session 2, session 7? Are you finished? Where are you? Maybe you've gone back to a session that you wanted some refresher on, that kind of thing. If there's anything in particular that you're implementing, Ryan, it sounds like you're in the beginning stages, and Cheryl, you're also kind of in the middle, maybe if you're sending out your first emails to prospects this week. And Ryan said just started session 1. Good for you. Well, welcome. So you're brand new. Good for you. Glad you're here. All right. Anything else that people are implementing that they might want to share? It's a quiet group today. All right. I'm going to move on right into the questions, because that is what we're here for, is to talk about things that we're working on and things that we might be struggling with, maybe confused by, anything in the program at all. Would love for you to type in a capital Q and your question. I didn't see any pre-submitted questions today, and definitely wanted to hear from anybody here on the call today. If you're struggling with anything in particular or just not sure about something, or anything that you're learning right now in the program that might be tripping you up. Because that's been a theme, and that was actually something I wanted to talk about today with all of you, was ideas for stepping outside your comfort zone. Because especially as you begin this program, there's a lot of that going on. You're having to step outside of your comfort zone to figure out your positioning, to identify your target market, to get your website copywritten. All of those things can be rather uncomfortable. And even sending your first round of warm emails, sending your emails out to your network, all of those things can be outside your comfort zone. So anything at all, any questions that you have that we might be able to help you with. And you don't have to come on live if you don't want to. And Cheryl, thank you for saying that. Not a problem. So if you want to just type in a question, I'm happy to answer it. Just let me know if you can, if you're available to speak live, and I'll bring you on. If not, that's fine. But Cheryl's question, do you have any tips for doing research on prospects efficiently? There are lots of ways to do it. You know, I think the biggest challenge, Cheryl, is that it does take time. And that's part of the reason why we suggest that you really do fine-tune your target market, because you don't want to be wasting time, and it can be very time-consuming. So probably the biggest thing, and let me just pull up my notes here real quick. Probably the biggest thing with searching for researching prospects is to use LinkedIn. And I don't know how comfortable you are there just yet with LinkedIn, but if you haven't done any of that training yet, LinkedIn is probably the best place to start to locate companies and then locate people within those companies that you might want to call on. Let me just see. Take a quick look at the handouts. And there's a couple of different, not seeing anything in particular. And I may actually, Cheryl, see if I can, and to see if there's a particular handout within the B2B Launcher program that would address that. And, you know, and I'm not sure if you're at session four yet or not. Cheryl, I imagine that you are somewhere in that neighborhood. But to start with a small list, I think that one of the things that we get to thinking in oftentimes is that I need hundreds of names on my list. And that's true eventually, but Ed recommends, and I recommend, that you start small. In session four, he talks about creating a starter list of 10 solid prospects. And if you're only coming up with 10, then it's okay to take your time and do your research. But I think LinkedIn is probably one of my personal favorites. I've been on that platform for many, many years. I love that platform. It's really amazing in terms of what it offers for connecting with the right people. But I think that's probably the best place to go. And to start small, Cheryl, I would encourage you to think small in this case, in the sense of, you know what, work on finding your first 10. And if it takes you longer than you planned, it's okay. Because what will also end up happening, Cheryl, is that over time, you'll figure out how to become more efficient at finding the right people. I think that it just, if you're brand new to this, it can be a little bit confusing. And especially if you're not really sure or not super comfortable on a tool like LinkedIn. And so it takes a little bit longer in the beginning, and that's okay. Give yourself the time to learn what the best way to use these tools. And if you, there's definitely the LinkedIn training within the B2B Launcher program, but there's also, LinkedIn offers all different kinds of tutorials and things that are brief that you can go through to bring yourself up to speed on that tool. And I would definitely suggest that you take the time to do that and spend a little time learning that tool so that you really do know, and so that then you become more efficient. But it's just a matter of getting to a point where you've done it a few times and you're like, oh, that doesn't work. I don't like that search. Maybe that didn't come up with what I wanted. And it's a matter of understanding how to search for the right companies. And then once you find the right companies, then how to find the right people within that company that you want to target and be reaching out to. So I hope that helps. And Cheryl, if you need more clarification, feel free to just add it in the chat. And I saw your comment. I constantly have to be reminded to start small. Absolutely, Cheryl. You know what? 10 is a good start. Start there. And then if you go through that and you feel like you want to do more, wait, you know, do 10 next week. But don't overdo it. You don't need hundreds right off. especially if you're working your network as well and the people that you know. I think you'll be surprised at how quickly that's where I got my first projects were from my network. So don't overlook that, and don't be afraid to reach out to them and let them know that you're doing something new. All right. Linda has a question. If my niche is SaaS programs for online education, learning management systems, can I do work for more than one LMS company as long as our agreement includes a non-disclosure agreement? So that's your learning management system. So Linda, if you're available to speak, I'm going to bring you on because I have a question for you before I answer that. All right. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Getting settled, I hope.
I hope.
So tell me, the part I want to understand is, are these two LMS companies, the two companies that you're thinking about, are they competitors of one another, or do they do different, unique enough things?
I would think they'd be competitors.
They would be. So I think that one of the things that I know this has come up before in, and I know Ed has answered this before, and this might even be a question to put in the Q&A thread for Ed as well, just so that you can get his feedback. But I believe that probably the best thing to do would be to be transparent and honest with your client. If you have a client already, if you're just prospecting, then prospect to all of them. And it doesn't matter if they're, you know, competitors or not. It's whoever hires you first wins, so to speak. But I would also, you know, I'd be upfront, and the non-disclosure is important. I think it's interesting because it's sort of like, you know, this comes up a lot for people who are, let's say I'm working with a lot of business coaches. Maybe I'm focused on business coaches. You know, they're not going to want me to share secrets, right, across any of their intellectual property across, you know, between clients, even accidentally. So it definitely comes up. But I think what Ed usually encourages is that you be upfront about it. If you've got a client already, you're already doing work for them, talk to them about it and say, look, I've got an opportunity to be writing. What are your thoughts about that? Is that something that you're okay with? But that is definitely something that transparency in this case is important. That's something that actually a lot of people come up against if they're working for an agency that specializes in a particular area or a particular target market. But the agency takes that sort of that responsibility on, so to speak. So if I worked for an agency and I was writing for three different LMS companies, that's something that the agency would manage. And I believe that they have the same challenge that you would. So as long as it's just a matter of, I specialize in this, which means I will be working with other clients in the same industry and letting them know that up front, I think that would be helpful. Do you have opportunity right now that you're?
I have one LMS company that's smaller is local, and another is larger is not local, but I think they do basically the same thing.
Okay.
And I've tried to compare it in my own mind to like someone who writes for a financial newsletter. Do they limit themselves to writing just to one financial newsletter for one company? It doesn't seem...
No, exactly so. Exactly so. And I think...
What's the point of niching, you know, if you're going to...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So what I would recommend is I will, if you want to, or I will, you know, just copy and paste your question and put it in the Q&A thread, and I'll, you know, just ask Ed to, hey, you know, talked about this today on the call, but could you give me your two cents as well?
Yeah.
I know he'll be able to give you a more detailed answer about how to structure it with your, within your agreement. So are these two opportunities that you think are going to come to fruition sometime fairly soon, or what's...
Well, they could. I haven't contacted them yet, but
okay.
I think I have a good fit for both of them. So,
good. Okay. Great.
Yeah, that's why I'm limiting it right now to online education, because I don't know if it's this group or another one. The general comment stream that, SAS is so broad that within it you have to limit. Because in addition to all the things like Amazon Web Services that sell services to anybody almost, and then there's specialized between certain industries or types of businesses.
Right.
Like there are SAS programs aimed for running like a nursing home.
Right, exactly.
Perfect best practices. So I just thought that was a good
target. Yep, good target. Yeah. Okay.
And as well as that, they don't have, I'm just looking, I don't think they have the question thing out for next week yet. So we'll try and get that to Ed sometime.
Okay. Yep, she'll be closing that this afternoon.
Okay.
So as soon as, and then posting a new one. So we should.
Yeah.
But definitely, I want to see you do that, just so that you can get some detail, because I'm looking to, how far are you in the B2B Launcher program? What session are you?
Whatever session it is, we start sending out emails to your network.
Okay, so you're still.
But I'm sort of looking ahead to the next section too.
Right.
And something I'm sort of turning our mind just to get more steady income coming in would be, some of the agencies downtown, one in particular has, they hire freelancers on a more like a, well, you're part of their pool, more or less.
Right.
And
right.
So there's also possibilities for conflicts there. But, I've been contracting for many, many years. And, I would go from one pharmaceutical company to another, and no one ever, because you have NDAs.
Correct.
That you sign. So
right. Exactly. Yeah.
I guess I had a conversation. Someone said, I'm working for this food service. I couldn't work for any other food service. And I'm thinking, is this like you feel like you're part of the family, so you wouldn't feel right? Or
right.
Is there business ethics that's generally known or accepted?
So in session 7, which I know you're a couple of sessions off from that, there is a sample fee agreement, and one's long form and short form.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do want to make sure is that we address this for you so that other people can see that as well out on the Facebook group. So.
Because that's one of the things that sort of held me back. It's like, I have a broad background, but, in the areas where I specialize, I don't want myself just one client.
Paint it, yeah, exactly, and paint yourself into a corner. So no, definitely want to be able to work with more than one. Because the thing of it is, their messaging will be different, and that's the kind of thing that you're really going to be focused on. Is maybe their audience is a little different. Maybe one's more national, the other one's more regional, or something like that. You never know. So it's a matter of understanding. Especially online education, is it. Are their audiences slightly different, perhaps? Maybe they're, different.
Yeah, I've noticed some have they can be adapted to like corporate training and commercial training. And,
Yep.
So there are little differences, but
yep.
I just was concerned about the ethics and trying to understand that part.
Understood. Yeah. So no, I don't believe it's an issue. It's just a matter of, as you said, making sure there's a non-disclosure in place, which most companies would allow. And if you come to a prospect saying, hey, I specialize in this, it means I work with other companies like yours.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to know that up front. Sure. So,
yeah.
And expect that. So.
And I think in IT, it's definitely an expectation to have a non-disclosure.
I would think so.
Okay. Good. Well, I just wanted to clear my mind on that part. So.
Not a problem. All right. Well, thanks for asking. And yes, we'll definitely bring this over to Ed for second opinion too.
Okay, great. Okay.
He addresses it. So thanks so much, Linda. I appreciate it. And good luck.
Well, let us know. You.
Keep us posted too. If you reach out, let us know how that goes.
Yeah. I'm torn on between getting my place set up or just plunging ahead,
Right.
Watch my meat.
Good.
So anyway, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Well, good luck. All right. Thank you for that question. And Ryan had the next question in the chat. And he says, in session one, Ed mentions that your target market should offer things that are new, expensive, or complex. Do you believe legal services meets all these criteria? I think that expensive and complex, most definitely, legal services. New, maybe not as much. Maybe it doesn't quite meet that criteria as much, but it's really more a matter of making sure that it meets at least one or two of those. It doesn't have to necessarily meet all three. And I think legal services definitely is obviously an expensive service that they offer, as well as something that can be very complex. And I think a really strong target market for you to look into, especially if your background makes you a good fit for that particular target market. So yes, I think that the legal services meets at least the two, and those are the two most important ones. New may or may not be as important. I think, is there a large, do they sell large ticket items, and do they, are they complex services? And the answer to both of those would be yes. So Ryan, I think you're heading in the right direction with focusing on legal services. I hope that helps. Let me know if there's anything, any other questions that you might have in regards to that. All right. Any other questions from you folks today? Anything else that you have a question about or need some help with? And John, I see that you have your hand raised. Hello there, John. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help?
I've completed my website using Squaresource.
Okay.
And I have registered my domain name, but I don't seem to be able to shake the template domain name so that people can find the website with my domain name.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you have any guidance on how I get that done.
So it sounds like it hasn't actually been published and attached to the URL. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, they published it on their template, but not under my template.
Right.
But not under my domain name.
Right, and that means it just hasn't been transferred over. It sounds to
correct.
Me like there's one more step that needs to be done somewhere.
it would appear to be.
Yes. So, who do you? I would go back to. Is it Squarespace or Square? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Squarespace.
Squarespace. So, I'd go back to them and reach out to their help. That would probably be the quickest way, because they'd be able to tell you, oh, you missed the step, or you need to do this or that. I'm not sure are they hosting it for you as well, or do you have a different host?
No, they would be hosting it too.
Then they're definitely the folks to go and talk to.
Yeah, the only problem with their information is that the questions that you're able to ask are pretty generic, and they really don't get to. Really don't get to my question.
Right, and that's why I'm saying reach out to submit a question directly to the help folks there. I'm sure I've never used Squarespace, so I'm not terribly familiar, but I use Wix is the platform I use, and they have a way that, of course, they have that knowledge database. They want you to search through and get your answer there, but if you don't, then you can submit via email, just, hey, I have this question, what do I need to do? And
I'll see if I can find that and try again. But I've been in this search for a couple of days now. I don't seem to be able to get through. But I'll give it another shot.
Yeah, that would definitely be what I would recommend. The other thing might be to post in the Facebook group, just a general post to say, does anyone else use Squarespace? How do I contact the help? Because I just, unfortunately, I've never used that that particular platform, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I would assume that they've got some kind of help where you could submit a question, and it might take them a day, but they'd get back to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give it a try.
All right.
All ready to get online.
Yes. Great.
Find some responses.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. All right. Yeah, definitely. That's the direction I would head. So, and keep us posted, and don't hesitate to use the Facebook group if you need, you know, to ask that question. Got a lot of technical people in the, you know, on the team here that might be able to answer it far better than I. So, All right. Well, good luck with that. All right. Thanks for that question, John. And sorry that I wasn't able to help you further, but I think they're definitely the best place to go for some technical support there. So still taking questions. I know we've got a couple more people that have joined us. I see Alexa has joined us. Hello there. And Monica, glad you were able to jump on the call today. If you have questions, still working on that, type a Q in the chat and let me know how I can help. If there's anything that you're stuck with, maybe confused by. Oh, that's right. It's Alex. Sorry about that. It says Alexa for some reason when you log in. So sorry about that. All right. Anything at all with positioning or web copy, warm emails, anything at all that you're working on that you might have a question about? Feel free to type that in. It's been a somewhat quiet group today, but definitely feel free to type any question that you have. And Ryan, I'm not seeing any more questions. So Ryan, I am going to bring you on. Just make sure here, discovered your target market. I'd love to just hear a little bit about that from you. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello there, Ryan. How are you? Ah, your mic isn't working. No problem. No problem. Hey, Alex. I just saw your question. I am going to bring you on, Alex. I'm going to unmute you now. You're working on ghostwriting a book and have trouble keeping the author on topic. They want to promote their accounting biz instead of thinking of the reader. I tried telling them that, but not sure they're hearing me. Any tips? Hey, Alex, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Great. How are you, Susan?
Great. Great. So you've been working on this book. Is this your first client, by the way?
Yes, although technically it's not a paying client, so I don't know.
Oh, geez. Wow. Yeah.
Just a few chapters, so not a whole book, I should say.
Good. Oh, yeah. Good. Whew. All right, because I'm thinking ghostwriting a book and it's not paid? Oh, my. Someone's getting a great deal. So, all right. So tell me a little bit about this. I mean, is this author just super focused on using this as a marketing piece? Is that...
I think so. And even though it is a marketing piece, like, I'm like, well, even in marketing, you still have to keep your reader in mind, like whoever's reading the copy, at least that's my understanding. So she's just, she seems to be focused on mostly telling her stories about how she started her business or her philosophy behind the business, which I want to use obviously somewhat, but
some of it, right.
But I can't get her, I don't know, whatever questions I'm asking, I'm trying to think of like specific questions I can ask her to get her to really think about the reader more, because her business is accounting. So a lot of it is like corporate, dry, technical stuff. And I'm trying
Yes.
I don't know what to do. Cause I'm like, whatever I'm doing is not working.
Is she clear on her audience?
She says that she wants to, that was part of the problem, because at first she was trying to do everyone, and then she decided, which I agreed with, to focus on people who are specifically building their like accounting business, like people who were accountants but want to be entrepreneurs.
Ah.
Which I've never written for.
Interesting. Okay. Because I would go about it, honestly, the same way that we do with any client who for whom we're writing marketing material. Mm. And so I don't know how much, you know, how far you are in the process or any of those kinds of things, but I might recommend that you go back, that you sit down and think about, okay, what would I need to know? If somebody came to me and said, I want you to write a marketing piece for me. Mm-hmm. What would you need to know? What are the kinds of things that you'd need to know before you started writing? And you'd want to obviously know a lot about the audience, you know, all the details in and around the audience. And it sounds like you've touched on that, but I'd want to go a little bit deeper. The other question I would have for her would be, why? Why are we writing this? And sometimes what I'll say to my clients is, okay, let's just for a moment, we'll sit back and imagine that it's a year from today. You're holding this book in your hand. Now what? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to use it? You know, what's your why behind writing this book so that you have a better understanding of how she envisions she's putting time, energy, and money, I assume, into putting a book together? What's the point? What's her why? And just get her thinking a little bit more about it. And the other thing I would maybe recommend is to say, you know, what, again, asking that question, is it, you know, what's the end result? And then can you give me some examples of books that are just like it so that I have a clearer vision, a clearer understanding of what your vision is? And sometimes that can put them back, turn them around a little bit.
Did some research to see if any other similar books had been written, and mm-hmm. I really didn't find too many. She really likes Sky Kawasaki's The Art of the Start. But what she'll do is, like, I had to tell her, like, hey, this is your book, not Guy Kawasaki's book, because she'll start talking all about his book. So I'm like, we can use it as a reference, but not, you know, everything. Otherwise, it's just like you're just reading a recap of his book.
Basically. Of his book. So she wants to follow the same format?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, the same format, yes, but it has to be completely different content.
I'm sure it is.
Oh my gosh. That's it sounds like she's not clear. She's okay. Definitely got a different idea, certainly, than you do of where she's going. I'd spend more time just really digging into, you know, before I go any further, do any more work, I think I'm confused. And I don't think we're on the same page, which is going to be a problem as I continue to write for you. And I'd just be really honest about it, to tell you the truth. I mean, Ed and I are big fans of transparency, and I've done this many times before with clients, or when I've needed to, just to say, okay, I'm, you know, uncle, I'm throwing up the white flag here because I'm not, you and I are not in sync with where we're headed with this project. And something as big as if you're going to put that kind of time in, whether you're paid or not, you still want to make sure that you're working on the right thing and that they're happy at the end. And you're not going to make her happy at this point, because you're not clear on where this is going.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that helps a lot. Luckily I'm only doing a few chapters.
Right. Right. But that's the thing, is that, so if you're not clear, then I can't deliver. Like, if I'm not clear on what you want, I can't deliver what you want. It's impossible. Yeah. And so we need to really kind of come together, and I want to back up the train just a little bit and ask you a few more questions and make sure that I understand what you're going for. Yeah, I'd love to have a book like Guy Kawasaki's, but that's, you know, that's a lot more work than it sounds like she's realizing. So,
yeah, I think so. Okay, yeah, I just gotta, I guess, think of some really targeted questions to ask her, including, you know, like the why that you mentioned. It sounds
Really get clear on that. That's, you know, what do I want it to? Is it to use as a marketing tool for my business? Is it to position me as a subject matter expert? Is it to use as a giveaway? You know, is it a book that you see yourself maybe mailing to people or selling at, if you're going to use it as a platform for speaking, get speaking engagements and then give out that book, or, you know, just get a better sense of what she's trying to do with the book once it's done and what she envisions. And then maybe you'll, that might be a little bit more helpful.
Okay. Thank you. That helped a lot.
All right. Well, good luck and keep us posted too.
Will do.
All right. That's a, can be a complex thing. I've been working on helping people write their books for a couple of years now, and it's, there's a lot to it. even if you're only writing a couple of chapters, there's a lot to it. So, but I would say probably no more planning, honestly, than any marketing piece, any other marketing piece that you'd be working on for a client as well. So lots of planning, lots to agree on. All right. Any other questions? Anything else that anyone is working on that they could use some help with? In the meantime, I'm going to just move to the next slide. Is there anything that we talked about today that's really been the most valuable? Any takeaway or anything that you heard that was helpful and valuable to you as you're going through the program? Type in a capital V and let me know. And I'll still, any other questions too, if anybody else has questions, we've got some time left. So if there's any other questions, feel free to type your question in the chat. Great. And Monica, thanks for the note. I'm glad you found the feedback helpful. You will find that you'll be tweaking that website for a long time. I've been doing what I'm doing now for, a couple of years. And I tweaked my LinkedIn profile this week, earlier this week. I tweaked my web copy earlier this week as well. Just added a few more keywords and made a few minor changes, but continuing to make improvements as I go and fine tune. Cheryl says, remembering one of her valuables is to remember to take baby steps. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Absolutely. I think we're so anxious to get that first client that we want to sprint. And you really do need to kind of step back and take your time. Make sure you're approaching the right people that are going to look at you and see value. They're going to look at your background, look at what you bring to the table, and see something that's valuable that would be different from what other writers bring. Ryan says, glad to know I'm on the right track. Great. Absolutely. And again, this is, you want to focus on establishing starting points for your business, for your writing, your freelancing businesses. This is where I'm starting, but this is not where I end by any means. I started almost as a general copywriter, a generalist. I didn't really have a target market when I started until I took a course of Ed's and started to understand the value of finding that target market and then positioning myself appropriately to be working with them. And it started to come together. So I've pivoted, I've made changes. I would love for you folks to just focus on finding the right target market and getting started and seeing how it goes. And Linda, thanks for another question. Oh, no, that's the same question. For some reason, it popped up again. All right. Well, I would love to hear if... Oh, hey. Linda, good for you. Just checked LinkedIn. I have a message from an SAS startup in Maryland. That's fantastic. Congratulations. Yay. Definitely let us know how that goes. That's exciting. Very exciting. Good luck. So any top action items for you folks this week or in the next couple of weeks? Anything that you're going to be working on in particular? Love to hear about it if it's part of the session that you're working on, or maybe moving on to the next session. Anything that we'll be working on in the coming days. Love to hear about that in the chat. Ah, Alex, moving on to course number 5, session 5, and need to stop procrastinating and submit my website copy for review. Yes, yes, please do. Please do. The sooner you get that together, and don't forget, Alex, that you're going to submit it. We're going to make suggestions, then you're going to go back and fine tune some more too. So don't think that, you know, you're going to have to turn right around and put it out. You're going to have an opportunity, obviously, to make changes based on what we suggest, and hopefully get it into the best format it possibly can be before you publish it. So yeah, I'll look forward to seeing that. Cheryl says, dig in and really learn how to use LinkedIn. Absolutely, Cheryl. Amazing, amazing tool. If you haven't taken the LinkedIn training yet, you might not be there yet. Let me just see which session. I think you put that in session 5, very possibly, I believe. But if you're not to session 5 yet, then you haven't seen it. But the LinkedIn training that I recorded for Ed for this program is really giving you the basics so that you understand how the platform is different. Okay, you have done the training, just haven't gotten there yet. Haven't started it yet, not a problem. But it's just to help you understand how the platform works on a more basic level, and then also how to start using it to find people, to find the right people. And LinkedIn's an amazing power tool. It's an amazing place to make connections that turn into clients, and that's a cool thing. And never have to leave your desk if you don't want to. That's the only place you should be looking for clients, because that's not. But it's a great place to make those initial connections. Awesome, good for you. All right, folks, any other questions, any other action items, anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up today? And if not, I am going to wish everybody a good rest of the week. It's actually Thursday already, so there's only a day left, but I will definitely be here again in 2 weeks, I believe. There's our next call. So have your questions ready, have your challenges ready, and look forward to seeing you all back here in just 2 weeks. And on Facebook, make sure you use the Facebook group. Don't be shy. Please reach out and put your questions in the Q&A thread. That's where Ed will dive in. He jumps in there as well and answers questions. So anything that you have questions about, please don't be shy. Use the resources that this program offers. You'll be better for it. So it'll make this journey a little bit easier for all of you. So great to have you all here. Thanks again. And we'll see you on Facebook sometime soon.